course, another brick in the wall, part two, was huge for Pink Floyd. Roger Waters thinks that song is still relevant today, and the whole album as well. The Pink Floyd hits were very small. As big as they were, they had two in the UK, and another brick in the wall was one of them. The other one was long time ago, See Emily Play. In the U.S., Money made it to number 13, and the only other Hot 100 hit was Another Brick in the Wall. Here's Roger Waters.
I've come to realize more and more that the wall as a metaphor and an allegory was super applicable today as we construct more and more walls between ourselves and others in our futile and fruitless search for exceptionalism, if I might say that.
Yeah, you might. Whatever he said. I guess rock stars are bored. They can't tour. What is there to do? Oh, hit on other ones. When I say hit on, I don't mean date. I mean, you know, make fun of. Skid Row singer Sebastian Bach has too much time on his hands. He went after Fozzy frontman Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho, of course, the wrestler, but his band Fozzy. Sebastian Bach said, Jericho lip syncs in concert. Jericho, of course, said, no, I've never mimed anything ever. I'll sing in your face anytime, any place, dude. I've been a fan and a defender of you since day one, but don't ever question my rock ability. Sebastian Bach did not leave it there. He said, wrestling is not rock and roll. I will show you rock and roll. Then Saturday, during his Saturday Night Special YouTube show, Jericho sang the chorus to Skid Row's Youth Gone Wild. Then Sebastian Bach followed up by badgering him with a whole bunch of nasty text messages. Jericho did not respond, and then they've all been taken down. So, gee, I hope they continue it, because otherwise we'd forget all about both of them.